Well, it's, you know, up there in the Scandinavian countries. Holland.
We had somebody here for this place away recently from Wales.
Really?
He lived in Wales, was born and raised in Wales.
Any Greeks?
Oh, lands, yes.
Any nicknames for them that you know of?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't, not that I know now. Could be.
But there are some Greeks in town.
Ooh, plenty of them. Prospering.
Really?
Yeah, they run most of the restaurants. The big restaurants here.
Do you have, is there much of a Canadian population?
Well, quite a few. But I would say that, except the Scandinavians, the Japs are not so prominent, and the Chinamen's not so prominent. The Chinaman, mostly Chin, C-H-I-N.
Yes, ma'am.
He runs a laundry and he has about 10 branches. He started with one.
Right.
He's really popular. Can you see all right now?
Yes, ma'am, I'm fine. So there, Mobile's quite a melted pot then.
Oh yeah,
of,
yeah.
Different people. Or do people in Mobile refer to the major sections of the city by any particular name? You know, like in New York, you hear about the West Side and the East Side.
No. Mm-mm.
Don't have any particular mm-mm. name. What about, are the banks and the financial offices grouped together in town?
Oh, all scattered branches all over.
I see.
At the mall.
Well, I mean, you know, like the main offices.
The main offices, yes. There's the First National, the oldest bank. The Merchants National, the second oldest. And the American National. And the First Federal. And the commercial, I don't know what the other part of that is. And then the others are branches.
But people don't refer to that as any kind of name, like for the financial district or something like that? You know, like New York has Wall Street and that kind of thing? There's no particular name for it?
No, uh-uh.
Oh. Since we were talking about different nationalities, do these people live together in their own neighborhoods, like maybe have French neighborhoods or Italian mm-hmm. neighborhoods or mm-hmm. something like that?
Scattered all over.
It's all scattered.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that the Greeks own a good many of the restaurants. Are any of the other ethnic groups known for particular businesses? I think you mentioned laundry.
That was the Chinese.
Yes, ma'am.
No, not now. Now they have a great big nursery here that was owned by a Japanese. But I don't know whether, I think he sold it. But, I wouldn't know of anybody in. You see, we've got Holmes here, and he came from New Orleans. So that's not anybody outside at all.